106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so we had a very interesting day last week. And if you follow us on social media, which you really, really should, at Gavin Wake Up Call, at Katie Wake Up Call, at Kevin Wake Up Call on Instagram, you would have gotten a sneak preview of this story and you would have gotten to see a picture to back it all up. Our company had a field day. And if you don't know what a field day is, it's a bunch of
picnic games,
picnic fun, elementary school type activities where everybody that we work with divides up into teams of people that you typically don't interact with very often, and you compete against each other. The very first event, everything went sideways. We weren't even 5 minutes into field day starting, and Katie went down. She was not the only one who went down. Within 10 minutes, there was a triage center set up at field day.
It's true.
What happened?
We were doing tug of war, and I wrapped the rope around my hand, and I believe the other person on the other team who also came out injured.
Oh, he was on the other team.
Correct.
Yes, my team.
He wrapped the rope around his arm as well, his hand as well. Immediately when we start pulling, I feel it. And what I feel is my hand break. And I believe the same situation happened to him.
Now, what's amazing is, by the way, we work with a girl named Alyssa, who used to be an EMT, who made splints for their fingers on the spot, and she made them out of her business cards.
Yeah.
It was like living on the prairie. It was amazing.
It was very impressive. She even had medical tape like in her purse. It was very impressive.
You never know. All right. So now let's fast forward the story a little bit.
Okay.
You go see a doctor.
I go to the ER.
Mm-hmm.
I have a spiral fracture on my fourth metatarsal. I think I'm saying that correctly.
Oh, jeez.
Which means it's a fracture that just wraps around the entire bone. And what makes this situation even worse is the bone moved down.
Oof.
So now I have something called bone shortening, I think. Anyways, I have to see a surgeon. Trying to get an appointment with a surgeon when you have a very badly broken bone is shockingly difficult.
Why didn't they do it in the ER?
Why didn't they
do the surgery in the ER?
That's a great question. You would have thought that they would. But I believe, based on my experience with Sutter Roseville as of late, they don't do much there. So I call my doctor's office. The woman on the phone goes, yeah, we can't see you till July 29th.
What?
So I drove to my doctor's office and physically just stood in the lobby till I saw a doctor walk down the hall, and I held my hand up and I just pointed to my broken arm. And thank God, my doctor, Dr. Baines, great man, within 3 minutes of me getting there, I saw him. He pulls me in the back. I start sobbing because I'm just relieved that at least I can get through step one, get a referral for a surgeon. So he sends me, gives me referrals for like the top three hand surgeons. Oh, here's the other thing. Apparently, hands, not an easy surgery to do. You need like a really good specialist for it, because otherwise you're just screwed up for the rest of your life.
You know how I know that? Doctor Strange.
Oh, God.
Okay, so here, if you're just joining us, Katie broke her hand at a forced company field day on the very first event, on the very first event in the first minute. Great question, everyone. Is it your right hand? Is it your dominant hand? Sure is. And now Kevin and I have to like carry her burden because she can't do things. All of the text messages she sends from now on are all voice text. So we have to put it through a decoder where we're like, I think I know what she means here. It's a fun game, everyone. It's a really fun game. All right. So here are some questions that I have real quickly. Okay. Yeah. What happens with comp? I know this is covered by workers' comp.
Right.
So this is what Kevin and I couldn't understand. Yeah. Okay. The other guy, because remember, there's another guy who broke his hand in the same event. He has surgery today.
Correct.
So how does he get surgery right away and you have to wait forever? Like, if it's on the company dime, which it is on the company dime.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with scheduling it. That actually makes it much harder.
It does?
Yes, because not every doctor will take workers' comp.
Oh my God. What?
And the other thing is, I don't know if he has the same insurance that I have.
Well, okay. Listen. All right. So this is why we're talking about this. And thank you for sticking with us for the story. If you happen to be a hand surgeon and you're listening to the wake up call, because we know you do, we have somebody, not going to say who might need your services and might need them today.
Today would be really great.
Don't worry about getting paid. It's on the company dime. So seriously, anybody willing to text in with some sort of contact information, we'd love to hear from you. 909-1065.